pleased with the win. Tough win. Both teams really battled. We had control and they got back into it, but we made most of our free throws down the stretch and got the win.
Ron, was there any particular reason why Ron didn't take a shot till middle of third?
No, you know, I don't think it matters who takes shots. Everybody gets caught up in that. We were up 11 at halftime. It didn't matter who took shots. They were playing a certain way, and we were being effective. So I'm tired of that being brought up. I mean, the object is to win the game, and that's what we did. And I have no idea why. It was pretty obvious that Luis and Carl were getting shots because of the way they were playing, and they were the people who were supposed to be taking the shots and getting shots. So it's fine with me.
Greg, did you think you could beat this Portland team, though, if Ron and Yao finish in single figures?
Well, yeah, our guys, we defended a lot better tonight. If we defend the way we're capable of defending and played as hard as we played, certainly we can win the game. And as long as guys step up, and we had guys that did step up, and that's what you have to have. We still have to somehow find a way. I thought we passed up a number of times where Yao did have position. But, again, he's got to change what he's doing. He can't just continue to try to play the same way because they're not going to allow him to get the ball. And I think, you know, it's just little things. He got two offensive fouls for absolutely no reason in the first half, and that takes him out of the game. He's just got to understand how they're playing him and just be patient enough that if they want to take that away, if we win the game, so be it.
Ricky did a good defensive job on Roy. Anything different tactically or just?
I just thought we were more aggressive and more active as a team. The other night he was very active and very aggressive and attacked us all night long. And I thought our guys as a team were more in tune. And you know, that's what when a guy, you know, torches you like that, you got to look at it and say, well, it's a way we've been playing all year long. It's just a matter of doing it better. And I think that's what the bottom line for us is, and that's kind of what we're going to have to talk about the offensive end too. What can we do better? I mean, it's going to be a different game. They're going to come out, you know, tough as nails on Sunday, and we've got to respond. We've got to try to get that win on Sunday.
Are you talking about Yao? Is that mindset for him when he's battling what they're doing?
I think any player when the other team are doing things to you, you have to make adjustments. You can't try to do the same thing. And I just like the two offensive fouls. You know, we've talked about them putting their arm in front of him and him coming up, and they call that. You can't do it. That cross screen, he got the offensive foul. He's not even supposed to set a screen there. He's just got to let the game. I guess what I think it is let the game come to him. Let us come to him. You know, he doesn't have to work so hard. Let us try to find you with some movement. Then it's on the other guys. But I just think it's a combination. We have to do it as a team in him. And, you know, there were times where he worked and he had great position and we did not throw him the ball. And I don't know. I don't understand why. And we'll look at it and we'll find out and we'll ask why. I mean, it's hard to miss him when he's standing there with a guy on his back.
You put the ball in Aaron's hands down the stretch there and he delivered, especially making that play on a pass to Scola. Can you just talk about his sort of growth and maturation through this series so far?
Well, he's the one that makes the best plays for us down the stretch. He can get by his guy. He can make shots. He can make plays. And I felt confident. I told him I want to put him back in. You gotta finish this game for us. You know, we need you to come in and finish it. We had our chances to put him away. We just didn't do it. Ron had a great look at a 10-foot jumper that would have put us up 11. And he missed it. But give them credit. They're not going away. I mean, they got the offensive boards. They made shots. And, you know, it just seems like the way it is for us this year. Nothing's ever going to be easy. You know, it's going to be work.
What were your emotions when, at the end there, Aaron missed a free throw, but he still got the rebound?
Yeah, I'd rather have him see him make it.
Well, yeah.
You know, there's little things that this team, because of maybe their youth or whatever, like when Blake took the three before that, Aaron pressured the hell out of him, and he had an air ball. And then we're up five. And Aaron backs 6 feet off him and lets him have a wide open three. Why would you back off him? We don't want a three then. If he goes around you to get a two, I mean, that type of thing is mistakes we make that you can't make because it's going to hurt you. Yeah, they could have got the ball. You know, that was going, they might have thrown in a flyer before we even foul them. I don't know. But it's just little things that I think our team has to grow because they are young. That's why people keep talking about the Blazers being young. Well, we don't, our youth showed tonight too in a lot of cases, and it's just something we have to keep working on.
Was Scola more aggressive, or was it just a product of him getting some more open looks?
They're there. I think it was a product of us actually putting us in spots and passing the ball. The other night, we never got to those spots, and it's not like we didn't practice for 2 days. So, you know, I just think it's something that it's there now, and if they're going to make adjustments to that, then we have to make adjustments to what they're doing.
Good. Thank you.
Thanks.
Coach
Willoughby.